Welcome. My name is Ann Kelly. This is the Deeper Conversations coaching class, and today is September. What's the date?
13th.
Today is the 13th of September, 2021, and we're delighted to be here. This is a 10-week class, and this is class number one. Week number one, class number one, and we're delighted to be here with you. We have with us Jenny, Yayoi, Pam, and Lalia. Lalia, yes? Hope so. Lalia, I love new names. I love learning new names. Let me grab my cheat sheet. Today, honestly, we're going to cover a good bit of logistics as we give you the layout of the class, and we'll just notice things as we go through. You know, today's a Monday class. We'll talk about what they are like, a Wednesday class. Yayoi, we're going to have you teach all that. As you know, Yayoi knows the Monday class structure, the Wednesday we'll cover that. So we'll point those things out to you as we go through, but I'll look a little bit at my cheat sheet so I don't forget important things. Let's start with introductions. So in a moment, we'll ask each of you if you will introduce yourself. I'll be happy to start with that. I actually began as an internal coach with the federal government. I worked for USDA and 2001 to 05, and they trained me to be a coach. So I started as an internal coach. I've also gotten training as a mentor. The internal coaching I did in starting in 2003, mentor training in 2016 was another addition and really an interesting skill. We don't do exactly mentoring in this class, but we do provide feedback on your coaching skills. And we're going to talk about that later on when we talk about the Wednesday classes and how they flow and the live coaching. Other interesting things besides my two dogs are I completed the PCC assessor training in 2020. That was fascinating. This is what the ICF listens for if you submit a recording at the PCC level. And those markers, really, really interesting. And the last year, 2020, 2021, I volunteered on the ICF ethics team that is updating, that has updated, it should be out soon, the 3-hour course that the ICF offers online for ethics. That was an amazing experience. I'll talk about that. Volunteering has been one way I've gotten just great information and value in my professional development. And I live in Frederick, Maryland, if you know where that is. It's about an hour north of Washington, D.C. And I have one good dog and one bad dog and my wonderful husband. Two great stepkids. And I think that's about it. That's about me. Going forward, there will be one facilitator per class. Today there's two because we both wanted to meet you. And also at our final class, which is a real celebration, we'll both be back. Julie and I will be here. But we're both here just at the first and last. But so we just wanted to let you know that. And I'd love to, let me see if I've forgotten anything else? No, I think it's time to turn things over to Julie. Does that sound right?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Always delightful to hear about you, even though I may have heard it many times. It always sounds new. Beginner's mind, anyone? So I'm really happy to be here. So nice to meet you, those who I can see, those who I don't see but know are here, and those who are listening to the recording. I'm in Montreal, Canada, and I think I've been coaching for lifetimes, but I'll just talk about this current one. I've been a certified coach since 2007, and I coach individuals and groups, artists, leaders, executives, everyday people who are in transitions, who are asking big life questions, who are seeking, who are wanting more. And I, one of my main focuses has brought me into coaching, which is intuition and the realm of healing and consciousness. And I was coached by someone who was in a program with me studying intuition. And I said, I think I need to become a coach after like the first session. It was an intro session even. And I never looked back, and I've just gotten deeper into it. And the deeper I get, the richer it becomes. And the more I feel like I'm a beginner. So I love having these conversations. I'm also a mentor coach, and I had the good fortune of meeting Anne in one of these groups. It was the mentor certification program with Jamie and Sherry. I've also been a participant on the Deeper Conversations coaching years ago. And so I'm a certified mentor coach, and I mentor, and I'm also a trainer for schools based in China and a school based in Latvia. And I do private and group mentoring, and I love it. I love everything about coaching, and it just, it's a personal practice and a professional practice. And so it's beautiful to be here with you. I have a podcast, and I interview authors and scientists and psychologists that relate to the journey of being human. And I'm a mother of two boys who are 7 and 10. And so, yeah, that's, and I also have a dog who just turned 14 two days ago, and she's a good dog. She's good and bad. She's everything. There's no such thing as good and bad, right? She's great. And her name's Lucy. So I'm really grateful to be here with all of you and get to meet you and hear from you and learn from you. And thank you.
Thank you, Julie. So would you like to walk our participants through their introductions?
Yes.
How about each of you?
So I'd love to hear, if you want to say your name, make sure that we're pronouncing it right. Maybe you have another name. Maybe you want to share a pronoun, whatever feels comfortable for you, so that we address you in the way that feels respectful to you and your identity. And maybe just share, you know, what is your intention for this course? What do you want to get out of it? What brings you here? There's, you can pull one or all of these questions if they speak to you in terms of what you want to respond to. What is your deepest joy when you're coaching? Maybe it'll allow us to get to know you a little bit. And if you were coaching at a deeper level, and maybe you just want to choose one out of the three, right, Anne? Is that how you, do you suggest that we choose?
It's whatever you'd like. We have plenty of time in a small group, so they're inspired to share.
Okay. Well, the third one is, because I feel like with each question you can go in many ways, and I'll let you decide. But the third is, if you were coaching at a deeper level, what might be different in you or your coaching? And so I'll repeat, what's your intention for being here, aside from getting the CCEs? And what is your deepest joy when you're coaching? And if you were coaching at a deeper level, because we are in Deeper Conversations coaching, and for sure your coaching will get deeper, right? What might be different in you or your coaching? So we can do popcorn style, or if somebody feels like they really want to start, you can just wave your hand, unmute yourself. And take it from there. Pam, you want to go? Thank you for being the brave first one.
Sure, I'm happy to. My name is Pam Peterson, and I live in Wisconsin. And I am taking this course because I need to recertify for ACC, my ACC certification. Mm-hmm. I actually am an internal coach. I'm a chief HR officer for UW Credit Union, which is the 15th largest credit union in the United States. The 60th. We're 15th in mortgage lending. But we're all based in Wisconsin. But I've been a certified coach for about 6 years now, and I have primarily just done it internally. I have my husband, he works at home. And I go into the office about 3 days a week. And I also have two kids, one that lives in Chicago, he's 24, a daughter who's a senior at Iowa State, and two golden doodles. And let's say the greatest joy I get from coaching is when an individual has that aha moment, or they're able to reframe how they're thinking. And then if I could make a difference in my, you know, or a deeper level coaching, I would say trust my intuition more, or trust that gut feel and follow that. Because generally it's always right, and I don't trust it as much as I should. And is there a third one, Julie, that I was supposed to answer?
If you were coaching at a deeper level, what might be different in you or your coaching? I think you just spoke to it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Intention, deepest joy, and depth.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So glad you're here, Pam.
This is Jenny. I can go next.
Okay. Thanks, Jenny.
My name is Jenny Van Hoff. I have been a coach since 2009. I graduated from the International Coach Academy in 2009, where both Jamie and Sherry were directly in on my sign-off sheet originally, as they were instructors there. I am a PCC level coach. I have a certification in relationship coaching. And I'm also a certified Daring Way facilitator, which is a Brené Brown program that works around shame resilience and just how the feeling like you're not good enough gets in the way of us really pursuing a lot of the things that we want. Let's see, I have two adult children, a cute dog, a husband, and I think the main joy I get is also when your clients have those ahas, and it just feels like it's 100% theirs, and they just soak into it, and it's just a really cool moving moment. The reason for me being at this particular class is because I do need to re-up my PCC certification, and I need the clock hours. But also I wanted to get back to some of just the basics, having not been, I don't want to say observed. I was observed when I got my relationship coaching, but like just having not done the basic core coaching things for a while, I wanted to get back to some basics and just refresh those in my mind. And so I love the deeper conversation thing. I love fierce conversations. And I'm looking forward to just learning as I go here in a constructive environment. And did I answer everything? And I'm not feeling very well, so I don't have my video on.
Sounds perfect. Thank you for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you. Jenny?
Thank
you. Go ahead. Yeah, I saw your hand waving. Yayoi?
Oh, yes. Hi. My name is Yayoi, and I've done the deeper conversations probably like twice before. My intent this time around is, of course, for my ACC, which isn't due until next year, but I figured since we're kind of still in COVID and everything, it would be easier for me to do it now while I have a little extra time. And that, and also to brush up on my coaching skills, because I haven't been doing as much as I'd like. Coaching is more of a part-time thing than a full-time right now. So, that's what I'd like to do. Other than coaching, I'm also doing what's called a neuroencoding specialist, which I've just been learning, getting certified very soon on that. And I am also, I work part-time for Weight Watchers, which I've been doing for the past 20 years. And at daytime, I work for a bank. And see, my deepest joy when I'm coaching is exactly what everyone said, is when a client gets that aha moment, and when they can, wow, when you see that genuine smile coming out from them, it's so heartwarming, and you just know that you made a difference. That's such a great feeling. And I don't know, I've been coaching since 2011, and that's it, really. I'd like to learn more and grow with this, so thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I have a dog too. Okay. So everyone has a dog.
Maybe they'll make an appearance at some point throughout these 10 yes. weeks.
All right. Welcome I guess back. I'm last. So I'm Lalia Hilmer. This is my second time. I don't think I did the entire course last time because I needed to just fill in some credits. But I decided this time, instead of playing around with what, you know, what ICF program I did last year, I can't even remember, and digging up those credits, I thought, I'll just do this entire course. I'll get all those credits down and I'll just submit them for renewal, ACC renewal. So anyway, so I'm happy to be back. I loved it last time and I'm sure I'm going to love it again because I learned a lot. I thought everybody was terrific. And so I'm happy to be here. Let's see. I've been coaching about 6 years because this is my second time renewing. And I started out career coaching and then I moved into sort of broader, more executive leadership type coaching, working a lot with small business owners and that kind of thing. I also don't coach as much as I would like to. I'd like to build up my practice more. I've been involved in writing a book. And if anybody ever wants some mentorship on that, oh my goodness, it's a journey. So I'm doing that. I was also teaching for a couple of years business psychology to undergraduates. So it's kind of a variety of things. I have 3 adult children, all in a relationship, a permanent relationship, and 3 adorable grandchildren. I don't have any dogs, but I have grandchildren. I'm in California, San Francisco area, and the grandkids are in Seattle and Los Angeles. So we're kind of trying to figure out how with COVID to get together, which is a challenge. Let's see, my best moments. I mean, again, it's what everybody says. It's that moment when somebody finds their own kind of insight or internal resource that really kind of livens them up and gives them the motivation to you know, take the next step. That's my greatest joy. If I was, you know, what it would be like if I experienced more deeper coaching, there would be a more of a sense of flow for me. You know, I find that I get into these spaces where I'm stuck and there's kind of like this almost, there's this stuck feeling inside of me and I would like to let that flow better and allow for what has to happen to happen. So. That's it.
That's a lot.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you,
Lalia. So nice to hear from you. Welcome back. Everybody's returning back here. I see Pam, this is your second time taking deeper conversations. When it's good, we want more, right? I could speak for myself, but evidently you're here too. So thank you for introducing yourself. So nice to meet you. And now I get to turn it back over to Anne.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's cover the class agreements. That document looks a lot like this. It's part of the coaching resources that came in the 2-hour reminder. Mm-hmm. We have a volunteer who has this handy, who would please read for us 1 through 7. Of our class agreements. Pam, thank you very much. Read 1 through 7, then we'll pause and I'll go on with the second part. Thank you, Pam.
Sure. Confidentiality. We agreed to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. 2, positive focus. We agreed to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, and to be accepting. 3, hold the space. We agreed to listen without interruption. 4, presence. We agreed to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. 5, beginner's mind. We agreed to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. 6, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. And 7, coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants.
Thank you very much, Pam. So these are our agreements. They're important to this environment. And for that reason, we read them every single time, every Monday class, every Wednesday class. And after reading them, Julie or I will ask you if you will add your intention to ours to be fully mindful of and present with these agreements. And we'd love to hear your response or see your response. So let me ask that now. In these agreements, will you add your intention to mind to be aware of these agreements during our time together today? I will. Yes. Thumbs up.
I will. I can't.
That's fine. Lovely.
I will.
Perfect. I got a thumbs up. Thank you all. I want to read what is below the 7 agreements. In the future, we will read those 7. And if you volunteer to read, you will read those 7. Let me read what's below it, just since today's our first class and we're kind of setting things up. I alluded to this earlier when I said Julie and I will provide feedback on coaching, as all of you will. All of you will provide that feedback. A quick note about coaching feedback. We have many years of experience with coach training and mentoring, and so are happy to give our feedback. Though some of you also have this experience, we found that too much feedback can be confusing and even derail a coach. We believe that this will keep the process more direct, clear, and focused. Some of the benefits we see for the coach, the feedback will be clear and focused on only a couple of items versus too much information all at once. For the observers, a more supportive learning space to focus on what is working. This will strengthen and build your own coaching. For everyone, a very safe space is maintained. That's our primary goal, a safe space. Overall, our intention is always to foster a space of safety, acceptance, and learning that invites each participant to grow and evolve their coaching. So thank you for that. I just wanted to say a real quick word about one of our agreements, and it is number 6, self-responsibility. I had a coach in the last Deeper Conversations class who'd taken the class before. I'd had them ask, what does that mean, self-responsibility? And I thought, that's a great question, because this is my 14th Deeper Conversations class, so I don't think like that anymore. I thought, that's a great question. I would like for you to feel comfortable physically, mentally, spiritually in this class environment. I'd like you to know you have the permission to do that, the encouragement to do that, the group's agreement that you will do that. That may mean you need a cup of coffee, you need to stand up and stretch, walk around, take a break, turn the camera off, on. You are responsible for yourself. I saw that in action at the ACTP I attended, and I've never forgotten that. The value of not getting hassled because you were taking care of yourself. I've never forgotten that. We seek a bar higher than not to hassle you, but I just wanted to mention that because I haven't thought about self-responsibility. I'm so used to, I need a drink, I need to go, I got to stretch, I need a bathroom break, I'm going to take care of myself, that we want to let you know that is the environment Julie and I seek to establish. And along with that comes a break in each of the 90 minutes. It'll be like 3 minutes, enough, you know, to get up and move around, take a little break, get something to drink. But we want to do that. 90 minutes is a little bit of time. And give you that opportunity to break. Let me do one other thing. Let's take a break after I show the resource page. That doesn't take long. Before I do that, any questions or comments or thoughts on the class agreements that we just read? Okay, I would like to show you, you're gonna hear me talk about the 2-hour reminder. Does everyone see a page with a big CCE logo on it? Give me a shout if you see that, please. Right. Everybody see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. This is where you will go. You get a 2-hour reminder before every single Deeper Conversations coaching class, whether you signed up for it or not. I think you get all 20 of them twice a week for 10 weeks. This is what happens when you click on the resource page link. So let me point something out. When you get a 2-hour reminder email, the documents here are not attached to that email. Let me repeat that. When you get the 2-hour reminder, these resources are not attached to it. Rather, you'll click on the resource page link in your 2-hour reminder email, and this is where you go. Everything cool happens here on the resource page. There's the syllabus. These are all links. You can go in and look at the document, right-click and save the core competencies, code of ethics, an attendance sheet, because you will be keeping your own attendance. Julie and I will keep attendance. You will keep your own attendance. The class agreements that we just read here. The latest PCC markers are there as well. And also, this is a resource from week 8 that had something to do, I think they're tips for evoking awareness. So those are in there as well. This is where you'll go to get any of those documents. While I'm here, here's the ICF Code of Ethics. I would like you, I'm going to offer you some home play between now and Wednesday. I would like you to go in, click on the ICF Code of Ethics. It will take you to the latest code. And I would like you to spend at least 5 minutes on that, just 5 minutes between now and a week from today, if you're joining us next Monday. Open up that code of ethics, go through it, and just take a red pen and make a mark, circle anything that is of interest to you, either because you know a lot about it and you deal with it a lot, or you know nothing about it and you deal with it a lot, or it's a problem, or you have a solution. Circle anything on that code of ethics. Try to find at least two items on the code of ethics. Circle them. They are of interest to you. They are of interest to you. So there's your home play for this class. Go to the code of ethics. You know how to find it. You want to print it out. If you don't print out, that's fine. Just find a couple items. I want to talk about the first sentence in the pledge and standard number 17. I want to talk about the definition of equality and conflicts of interest. You choose, and then bring that to class Monday, because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what you most want to know about the code of ethics. So, resource page, we're back. Any questions on anything we've covered so far? And then we'll take a quick break. Nothing? Okay, I've got 12:37. How about feel free to turn your cameras off if you want. I will. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Get yourself a beverage and we will resume. See you soon. And Julie, my goal is to turn this back over to you. I've already mentioned attendance, so I'm going to go to the structure of the class. Mm-hmm. My goal is to turn this over to you. Mm-hmm. soon. Let's just say soon. I know you at 10 till the hour. I want you to have it at 10 till the hour. So we'll go kind of quick through this. Okay. All right. Welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
And I'd like to do a quick overview. I've already mentioned this is a 10-week class. Folks have signed up for different amounts of time. Some of you will be here for all 10 weeks, some just a few. And we will welcome people from time to time on the class. The structure of the class is that Mondays are a discussion of one competency. Today will be trust and safety. The next two Mondays will be ethics. So we talk about one competency on a Monday. And Wednesdays are always the practicum when we have live coaching and we provide feedback. So that's Monday competency, Wednesday live coaching for the whole 10 weeks. And I'll go through this kind of quick. One of the handouts on the resource page is the syllabus that will have all of the competencies in order. Today, as I mentioned, we're talking about trust and safety, competency number 4. The next 2 weeks, we will cover ethics. If we're very, very lucky, we'll cover about 1% of that content. It's huge. So bring your ethics topics to that. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. So the next two classes, second and third, we'll talk about ethics, and that will fulfill your requirement for 3 hours of ethics specific training in order to renew your certification. So if you need that, if that's something you need, attend the next two Mondays and you will complete the ethics requirement. In our fourth class, we will talk about embodies a coaching mindset. This is the brand new competency. Think about that. All the competencies, they revised, they made changes, and they added one and only one, and it's embodies a coaching mindset. So we will talk about that in week 4. Class 5 establishes and maintains agreements. I can almost guarantee after you come through the ethics train, you're going to go, I am absolutely attending establishes and maintains agreements. So that's our first 5 weeks. Again, Monday's a competency, Wednesday's a coaching practicum. Julie, how about if you take classes 6 through 10?
Sure. Right. So class 6 will be delving into maintains presence, competency number 5. Maybe you know it as the former coaching presence. Now in the new competencies, I don't know if they're considered new anymore, but most people are still referring to them that way. Maintains presence, coaching competency number 5. In class number 7, we'll be discussing, which will be on the Monday. I don't have the date here, but listens actively. Replacing the old active listening. So listens actively, competency number 6. We'll be spending the week on that competency, what the client is saying and not saying to fully understand what is being communicated in the context of the client's systems and to support client self-expression. Class 8 evokes awareness, which we formally know as, what do we formally know it as? Anyone? Creating awareness. That was creating awareness. So now this is evoking awareness. Difference. So it combines powerful questions, direct communication, and creating awareness all in one. It's now understood as a holistic process using all 3 of those competencies. Always fascinating to delve into this one as well. And we'll be doing that class 8. I look forward to that conversation with you. Class 9, week 9, facilitates client growth, which is core competency number 8, which was formerly, now it's been consolidated into one, which was formerly designing actions. So I think it was 9, 10, and 11, if I'm not wrong. Doesn't really matter. Designing actions, well, everything matters, but you know, you could correct me if I'm wrong, and or someone else. Designing actions, planning and goal setting, and managing progress and accountability are all now found in core competency number 8, facilitates client growth. Again, a holistic process and easier to think about it as one competency. I do agree. And so that's also a great conversation. I look forward to being a part of that one with you. And week 10 is basically an ICF core competency review and a wrap up of the class. And we will be talking about, if anything comes to mind, if we haven't touched upon anything, if something that's come up that you want to bring forward, if you want to highlight something, this will be the time for that. Any competency that comes forward that we want to talk about, we'll be celebrating some. And you have experience with week 10,
yes,
probably more recently than I do. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
It's a celebration.
A celebration.
A celebration.
We can bring our dogs and grandchildren. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Pictures. Okay. Interesting. So there we have it.
Thank you. Thank you. So any questions on, again, the syllabus is on the resource page. We don't cover the competencies in order. They're not written in order. One is not more important than eight. But we do move around. We do cover them each over the 10 weeks. All right, I would like to do, again, we're going to kind of be in our Monday mode more. Our introductions, as we introduced ourselves to each other, I hope it gave a sense of safety and trust. I hope it began that process of establishing safety and trust. Let's add another little exercise to that, because today, again, our focus is on cultivates trust and safety. Let me read that competency again. Partners with the client to create a safe, supportive environment that allows the client to share freely. Maintains a relationship of mutual respect and trust. Competency four, this is what we're talking about today. And it fits, I think, in this class because some of us are just meeting, some of us are just reconnecting. And my opinion is without that trust and safety, not much learning going on. I'm too worried about, you know, other things. What I'd like to do next is just a little exercise in trust and safety, just a few minutes. So for this one, I'm going to invite us all to turn off our cameras, get comfortable in your chair. You can mute yourself if you'd like. You'll come off mute in a moment. But I'd like to just share a little guided visualization. So please put aside any distractions that may be in your environment. And just begin to relax. Take a nice deep breath, maybe close your eyes and notice yourself relaxing. As you notice yourself relaxing even more, I invite you to see and sense yourself in a beautiful spot in nature. Put yourself there by noticing all of the details around you, the colors, the sounds, the fragrance. You notice a lovely path that invites you. Move gently and easily towards the path and just walk at your own pace. Soon you approach a clearing and someone awaits for you there. As you approach, you notice it is yourself sometime in the future, your future self. And your future self is holding a special gift for you. As you receive and open the gift from your future self, notice everything you can about it. As you hold it in your hands, notice what it's made of. Notice the shape. What does this gift from your future self symbolize to you right now as we launch this class today? And now thank your future self. Turn and return down the path, taking your gift with you. And when you are ready, staying relaxed, return your attention back to our call. And Julie, I think what we'll do is just incorporate the debrief from that visualization right into your conversation on trust and safety. I think it'll come out organically and that'll keep us on track for time.
I think we're doing well for time.
Yeah. And I'd like you to be able to start right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll keep us. And I think so. You'll share what in response to Julie's inquiries, and also please bring up what you would like to share about that visualization. Sharing is always optional. These are recorded. These are stored on the internet. So I just invite us each to keep that in mind as we share. Sharing is always optional. So at this point, I'm going to turn things over to Julie to dive into this competency of trust and safety and have a discussion with you on what's there for you on that. Julie, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Anne, for that lovely visualization. I was brought into it and I got a goodie from my future self. I'm wondering if anybody wants to share as we move closer towards unpacking cultivates trust and safety. Was there an experience that you wanted to share with the group and speak it out loud? Yayoi, please.
Yeah, it was interesting because my future self gave me a box with a key in it. And I was like, a key? But then I was like, oh, I get it now, because it's just for me to be more open. To open myself up to this experience and to open myself up to just things in general, because I have a habit of hiding myself too much. So I think it's really to be open to the experience. So beautiful. I thought it was kind of symbolic, and yeah. You know, I put the key away in my pocket so that I can take it out anytime I need to open whatever I need to.
Beautiful.
So positive.
Yeah, nice yeah. Gift.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Anybody else receive a gift? Yes, Pam.
I saw a box with a big bow on it, that I could, big enough that I could place in my two palms. But I didn't open the box because the box symbolized the gift of learning. And what that meant for me is I could easily be distracted while we're doing this class, because I'm participating in it while I'm at work technically. And so I could easily be distracted, but I to remind myself that this is a gift that I'm taking the time for learning, which I often don't take the time to do that. And so it just was a nice reminder that that's why I'm here, not only to get my recertification, but it is the opportunity to learn about myself, to really stop and pause because of all the craziness and the chaos and the craziness that I've had to deal with because of the COVID and all of those things, that this is a gift of time as well. Mm. Not only learning, but a gift of time for me to pause.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. As we share, I know that I'm always reminded of, you know, in your reflections and everybody's reflections, it's also an invitation for myself. And so, you know, as you share it, it allows us all to go inward and ask ourselves the same question. So thank you for that. Nice gift. Jenny, I see your hand.
Yes. I think the first thing that popped up for me is just a self-observation that I'm always more willing to go on the journey that someone else guides than to necessarily facilitate the journey for someone else. And I thought that was interesting because it's such a blessing to be able to go on the journey. Mm. So I just made that small self-observation. And then the gift that I saw for myself was health, which right now is incredibly significant. I've been very, very sick for the last 9 days. And in addition to that, my family has been dealing with mold exposure. So we are desperate for some health. And it was just a very hopeful moment thinking that the future self can manifest and that you're not going to be right where you are forever. So just that small amount of healing hope was very, very encouraging.
Nice. So glad you were able to feel into that. Thank you, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. I'll go next.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Lelia.
Hi. So, so I had a picture of myself outdoors and back where I live with my future self and holding a kind of a bowl or something. It was white and it was like a open, like a lotus flower open or something like that. And then it wasn't exactly pictures or photos or anything, but just a vision of, it turned out to be the three areas of my life that I, you know, it was a positive vision of the three areas, which was like Jenny, my health and my general well-being, my family relationships. I didn't include like friends or anything. It was just focused on family relationships and my work and my profession and my career. So they were positive visions of those three areas. So not in the specific, but just kind of generalized. So that was very nice. It was like, it was certainly, it was certainly something that I sensed would wanted to work towards or move towards in my future.
Thank you. Yeah. Really nice. I love hearing from all of you, and as Anne guiding us through this, it also invites us into this place of like, can we trust ourselves? Is this a safe space? Can I access? Do I have access to this? And look what I have access to, like these gifts and images of health, of positivity, of learning, of, you know, of what's possible. And so it's beautiful to know that we can enter into that space, and we did together. And so as we move into this competency, it's lovely to think about that. Like, what does it take to cultivate trust and safety? And what is trust to you? How do you know when you feel safe or trust in a relationship? So I'm going to read, you know, the specific definition of the fourth competency, which is cultivates trust and safety. But as I do that, I just had a thought that, you know, you shared your intentions at the beginning of our session. And then you also had this guided meditation. If you want to take a minute to just jot it down. You don't have to, it's just an option. So that when you reflect back after 10 session, like, oh, this was my intention and this was the gift that I got. And maybe it's just a reminder that you have noted down somewhere so that you can reflect back, or that you carry it with you. Or if you want to be reminded of like, oh yeah, I did see that picture of health. I did know. So maybe you just want to take a moment and write it down as I begin talking to you, in a place that you can return to throughout these 10 weeks. So cultivate, does anybody have their competency, list of competencies that wants to read the definition? You don't have to go into the six items, the sub-competencies, but is there somebody who wants to read the definition that's under cultivates trust and safety?
I have that.
You want to read it, Anne?
Yes, I have everything. I have
okay.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Number four, cultivates trust and safety. Partners with the client to create a safe, supportive environment that allows the client to share freely. Maintains a relationship of mutual respect and trust.
Thank you. Well read. So how about we talk about trust and relationships and why this is important? Trusting new people. So this competency talks about cultivating trust and safety. So when you meet someone new, maybe personal or professional or everyday life, what are some indicators for you that you can feel safe and you can feel trust? Or at least a beginning of safety and trust. What are some outward signs or inner senses that you can safely trust another?
I would say the first obvious one would be the physical appearance or their voice, a smile, definitely, just to feel that they're present with you. Mm-hmm. That creates a lot of trust as well.
So in their appearance, you're sensing.
Right. Yeah. Appearance and voice. Mm-hmm. Just the outward stuff, the obvious stuff.
Mm-hmm. The outward stuff. And
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
This is Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jenny.
I think I've found one of the major trust building aspects is just empathic connection, being able to demonstrate empathy with your client so they're not feeling alone in any particular space, helps normalize where they're at and builds trust.
Mm-hmm. And where does that come from?
That's a really good question. I think from a compassionate place, a curious, compassionate place, and one that has total faith in the client's ability to work through wherever they're at.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's like this idea of cultivating, like how does one cultivate trust?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else want to share when they feel safe or they could trust someone? What appears, what shows up for them to allow that? Is it an inner sense? Is it something you feel? Is it something you sense outwardly?
It's also, I think, it's an intuition also.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you feel whether you could trust someone or not. I think your gut feeling, I guess, that would be one of the things. And that would really, to me, that's the most important one. You see what they're like, but then your gut tells you like, oh, that's a genuine smile or that's a genuine comment. And usually for me, that's where I go from. And then just talking to them, you start building a rapport, and it's mm-hmm. that connection. That's where you cultivate the trust and safety, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The connection of maybe finding out more about that person, revealing a little bit more about yourself so that you can build and build that trust. Because trust isn't just something that, yes, it's the intuition part of it as well, but it's also something that you cultivate together. So mm-hmm. it's a give and take, I think.
It brings to mind this word partnership that is used mm-hmm. much more in the, well, in this competency, the new competencies, this partnership.
Definitely.
And what happens when we can trust someone? You know, what changes?
You just open up. I mean, mm-hmm. you can be your true self.
Mm-hmm. I forget what already said. I'm having a difficult time hearing because we're in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Oh.
And I have my volume up as high as possible. But I think also either the, you know, the client or even you as a coach could, you know, you could be messy, meaning that, you know, if you're a processor and you got to process verbally, you know, the recognizing the style or the approach or the communication preferences, those type of things, and honoring those and giving them that grace to just be themselves in expressing what they're trying to process is a way of demonstrating trust as well.
Hmm. What does it mean to trust ourselves as coaches? When and where do we lack trust in our ability to coach, perhaps? Are there any specific triggers that you can think of that you wanted to share out loud? And what are maybe of some strategies that have used to increase your sense of trust in coaching?
One thing that I always need to remind myself is that I'm not there to give advice, is that they are the ones solving the problem. And they have the answers within themselves. And the answer that they discover within themselves is the right answer for them. And it may be entirely different. And I just need to really focus in on deep listening or active listening and not to lead the individual to the solution I think that they should have when I need to stop myself in doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I feel like you nailed it on the head right there. I remember when I first got into coaching, it was just understanding that I don't have to provide any answers or solutions or resolve, that it all came from the client, and there was like this huge relief. It's like, I think I'm in the right career. Yeah, anybody else want to share about trusting themselves as coaches? Maybe any trigger points where the trust fades a little bit and how you can restore that or come back to confidence and trust in yourself?
Well, yeah, that was sort of a little bit what I was referring to with the flow, feeling more flow. Because when I stop trusting myself, that's when I get stuck, and then when there's no flow. But I just recently had to submit one of my coaching sessions. He was mentoring me. And there was a point where I was, and this would be very interesting, Julie, with what you do, there was an intuition that I had about what was going on. Now, mm-hmm. this is really tricky, isn't it? Because it verges on possibly, you know, leading somebody, a client to something. And yet you have an intuition that there might be something behind it. And so trusting myself, I didn't trust myself. I don't think I did it well. In how I presented my gut feeling. And so on the one hand, there is that trust in one's own intuition, and it's on the other hand, the trust in how you present it or work with the client with it.
is I think it's a matter of practice and skill and learning how to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I hear you speaking to this and the few times that you've shared, you know, going with the, just wanting to be in the flow and not being stuck. And like, it's like this dance between trusting your intuition and what you're sensing and also being in alignment with being the coach and holding that space for the client to come to their own answers. So I hear you in this space.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So it is a little dance. It's a dance. Yeah. I've got an intuition. So, I mean, I got to trust that intuition. I have to honor it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it has to be done in a way that doesn't, you know, that doesn't affect the relationship, the trusting relationship with the client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful awareness. How do you allow your intuition to inform your coaching in a way that respects the partnership of the relationship and the nature of the coaching relationship?
Right.
Will you let us know?
I was hoping you would let me know. We're on the journey. It's beginner's mind, as you said.
And I'd be happy for you to bring it up as the weeks evolve, what you're noticing, you know, with that. So I hope you do. So, and I'm mindful of the time and I'm happy that we can, there's more always, right?
Oh, always, always. Yeah, we can, I think we're doing great with time. We'll go through some logistics.
Okay.
And have loads of time. I've got to say, I love the last discussion point. I like them all, but I can't retain them all in my head. But when Lalias mentioned, these are my words, how do I know when to share an intuition and not affect the client's agenda? That's a fascinating topic. And that's one of the things that we, you know, the competencies call on us to use intuition, but don't provide a whole bunch of detail. So this deeper conversation is just the kind of place to delve into something like that. Even practice, if you'd like to do that. Listen, this group is small enough that it to me, it's really a mastermind class. It's collaborative. It will very much, you're going to find, be driven by your interest, your participation. So bring those topics in. I want to practice sharing an intuition and get feedback from the group on, was there any way that could come across as an impediment to my client? Like I might say, I think you'd make a great CEO, and they go, okay, I guess I got to be a CEO now because I'm the coach. And believe it or not, folks, people take what we say with a great deal of effect. We do, just as you said, Lalia, we have to be careful that what we share doesn't impact or derail, but fully supports. So then how do I share an intuition? This is good. This is going to be great. These are great topics to delve into. And yes, please do bring them up as we go along, driven by you. Driven by you. I've got the competencies. The interests are driven by you. So let me go through a few more logistics. Any questions you have at any time, let me know. Again, I'll look at my cheat sheet because I do better. You do better. I do better when I look at my list. All of the classes are recorded, as you saw. The links are sent out. I think all of the recordings are uploaded at the end of the week. So I think by Thursday or Friday, you should be able to find today's recording and Wednesday's. I believe that's true. And where do you find them? Extra credit. Where do you find the class recordings if you want to listen to one? Come on. What is it, Yayoi?
Resources?
Yes. Yes, the resource page. A three-hour reminder has everything. Everything. And when you have a question that Julie and I cannot answer, it's most likely going to be a question like, I signed up for 9, I want to go back to 6, but then I want a credit for 12 because I took 2 last year and I want to do this. That question's going to go to Jamie and Sherry, okay? Questions like that. The easiest way to reach them is hit reply to that 2-hour reminder. That's what I'd like you to do. Hit reply to the 2-hour reminder with questions that Julie and I were not able to answer for you because they were kind of in the weeds and you need an answer from Jamie and Sherry on that. Hit that 2-hour reminder. If you need to miss class, if you volunteered to be the coach and some life got in the way and you need to let us know, hey, I can't be there. I volunteered tomorrow morning to be coach. I can't make it. Where do you go? 2-hour reminder. Hit the 2-hour reminder, which goes to info@coachingconversations.com. Just hit that 2-hour reminder with anything. And you will go to Jamie and Sherry and they will let us know that. So 2-hour reminders are good things. Anybody not get a 2-hour reminder today? Okay. Good. So the recordings will be there. We talked about Mondays, our core competency. Today's discussion of the competencies was shortened because we have logistics in the opening class, but usually it'll be a very robust, full discussion of a core competency on Mondays. Wednesdays, as I mentioned, are the coaching practicum. And I'm going to ask if you will please be mindful of the competencies we'll discuss each Monday. I've already built in some home play for you for ethics. So you will be mindful of that and looking for topics of interest and bring those next Monday. But for future competencies, give that some thought. Give that some thought. So if we're gonna be doing evokes awareness, give that some thought in the week leading up. What questions do I have on that? Establishes and maintains agreements. What would I most like to know about my agreements? Just think about it. And what that does is set you up to arrive on Monday for a robust discussion of that competency focused on your interests. Bring your interests to the class on Monday. The other thing we'll ask you to do, because we do coaching and life happens, is we ask each of you to show up ready to step in if needed. Maybe we had a client volunteer and they can't make it. Then we're going to turn to the group and ask who would like to volunteer. So be ready for that likewise as coach. So this class does have an absolute expectation, particularly with the smaller classes, that you volunteer to coach on a Wednesday and that you also volunteer to be a client on a Wednesday at least once. And you all can do the math. It's a 10-week class, 10 Wednesdays, and we have 6 participants thus far. We usually pick up some more. So odds are you will volunteer more than once in that role. That is Monday, Wednesdays. Let me real quick, what do Wednesdays look like? We start by debriefing Monday because we've had time to think about Monday's topic now. We've had 2 days and there are things that are clearer and there are things that are fuzzier. And I'm going, why didn't you talk about this? What's the answer to that? Bring that to Wednesday's class. Because we'll start by going, what have you thought of? What did you realize after Monday, after we ended Monday, that you'd like to bring up now? We will always start Wednesdays that way. If you weren't there on Monday, participate anyway. What do you want to know about that competency? That usually runs somewhere around 5-6 minutes. We'll open, we'll have the agreements, of course, attendance, and then we will have a live coaching session that runs about 30 to 40 minutes. Then each of us will provide critique-free, positive, competency-based feedback to the coach. Each of us, we're all detectives. We all have the competencies of PCC markers and we're looking for evidence so we can say, Julie, you did a great job of this. You use silence, you use this. We're telling them the competencies we saw in their coaching. That is the feedback. And then we close with our takeaways, as we will do today. So that's Wednesday. So with that tremendous buildup, I know some of you have been sitting on your hands. You want to volunteer. Now is the moment. Usually, by the way, we'll get our volunteers early on Monday, but we know better than that. If we do it first thing, you don't know what Wednesdays are like yet. So this Monday class only, we do it a little later. But I'd like to get volunteers now for this coming Wednesday, which will be September 15th. Who would like to coach and who would like to be a client on Wednesday?
I'm game to be a client.
Excellent. Yayoi, thank you.
I'll be a coach. I'm fine with that.
Thank you. And that was Lalia, yes?
Yes. That way it'll be done.
Okay, thank you. And for clients, this is important. And I learned because I was a dope once in a coaching exercise. I swear, I was trying to game a coaching session and act like one of my clients and give their answers so I could figure out how to coach that person. If that didn't make sense, imagine how the people around me felt. They said, you can't do that, Anne. You have to bring a real live issue of importance to you. And I was a little wet, but that's true. I should have done that. So I share that. Do your coach a big favor. Make it a real issue for you. Mm-hmm. Something that you would like to get coaching on. Don't be like Anne. Don't try to imitate one of your clients. This was at a big coach. This was like Converge Worldwide Coaching Conference. I'm impressing people everywhere. Okay. So that's Wednesdays. We have our volunteers. Just a couple more. We're in our closing and then we want to get your takeaways. Any questions on attendance? How to track your attendance?
Well, Pam asked a question in the chat, and I have sort of one that expands on that same question.
Oh, okay. Let me read that. There might be a few meetings I might be late to due to a standing meeting. If I'm late, would it be okay for me to be late, or would it be better for me not to come in and listen to the recording? Great question. Okay, so here's the answer to that. What I would suggest, if you're going to be a little late, which I consider up to 15, 20 minutes, are we talking 15, 20 minutes? Okay. If you're going to be a little late, join us when you can. Come in and listen to the recording. Just see what you missed. And then you've got the whole 90 minutes. You've done it. And the recordings go out on, I think, Thursday or Friday. So you'll have that. And then do let us know. I missed 15 minutes, but I listened to the recording. I had to miss 20 minutes. You may have to leave early. I had to leave 20 minutes early. I listened to the recording. So that's the value of those. Now let's suppose you just can't make it and you can't listen to the recording. So those would not count. You do need to either be present live or listen to the recording. The ICF wants two things, participation and proof of learning. Those are the two criteria. If you can't make it, you can't make it. It may be one you miss. If you want the credit, know that you can listen to the recording. I want to add one more point to that. If you signed up for, let's say, 30 hours, you can only miss 20% of those live. I can't do that math right now. Usually I can do that math, but you can, what is it, 6 hours? You can only miss six and do recording. So you can't listen to half the class recordings. With CCEs right now, it's 80-20, 80 live, 20 asynchronous. If you have questions on that, I will elaborate on that when we finish in 5 minutes. I mentioned it's easier now. We used to be phone, but we see you. Let us know if you're here, because we do keep attendance. And let's see. Okay, I think we're very close to your takeaways. We'll see you Wednesday for coaching, Monday next week, and the following week are ethics. You have some home play on that. It's not going to show up in what you have in writing. So let me say it real quick again. Get your code of ethics. It's on the resource page. Find at least two items that you're interested in. That's all you have to do. Bring them to class next Monday. That's your home play. And bring the code of ethics. And I'll be with you this Wednesday for the practicum. Okay, we are ready for your takeaways. If you'd like to type them into the chat, that's fine. If you'd like to verbalize them. So we started with your future self, which a gift and an intention for yourself. We just have a couple minutes and I will stick around, but I'm going to ask for about 20, 30 seconds each. What are you taking away from our first Deeper Conversations class? Let me go around and ask Pam, would you start? And Lalia will come to you next.
Okay, I didn't realize that the core competencies had been updated. And so I'm excited to look at them really closer and compare them to the other. But just at initial glance, I really like how they've been rewritten. So I'm looking forward to getting to becoming more familiar with those.
Congratulations. Yes. That will happen in this class. Excellent. Thank you, Pam. Lalia, and then we'll go to Yayoi.
All right. So I'm looking forward to kind of bringing my questions of my places where I'm going to be stuck and seeing where competencies fit in with that and how that's all going to play out for me. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
Excellent.
Lalia, thank you. And yes, your interest. Folks, do this. Make this your mastermind group. Absolutely. Yayoi, and then we'll go to Jenny.
For me, I think I'm really excited to do this. I have a feeling it'll really help me be a better coach. And that's what I'd really like to be, is a better coach. And also, I think it'll help me as a person to open up more. And I guess in turn, that'll help me be a better coach. So yeah, I think I'm looking forward to this. It'll be fun. And I'm up for the challenge.
You have the key, Yayoi. You have the key.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yes. Do. Yes. And Jenny, we'll close with you. And I will stick around if you have any questions. We covered a lot. I will stick around. Julie, May, can you stick around a minute, Julie?
Of course.
Stick around. We'll be here. Jenny, we'll close with your takeaway. What did you create of value for yourself today?
I think for me, it's a fantastic reminder of basically the competency we spoke about today, which is building trust. It's always a bit nerve-wracking to be observed while coaching. We all have our own personal styles, and sometimes we can get set in our style. And so there's some nerves in that space. But what's really come through today is the ownership over making this course about what I want to learn, the safety, the equality among everyone here, and just the collaboration. So I really feel that I'm walking away way less nervous and definitely more trusting in the space that we have within the group.
I can't think of a better ending. Julie, I can't top that. I think that's great. Yes. Yes. Thank you each. We're at half past the hour. I will be here Wednesday, and Julie and I will stick around if you have any questions. I'm going to turn off the recording.
Thank you, everyone. Nice to meet
you. Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you all.
I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you. This was great.